家好，那开源双十一狂欢周已经开始了，从11月5号到15日期间，开源会员买一年送一个月，买两年送两个月，还能获赠价值1000元的开源独家实用英语课程。然后呢，我们还会抽出百余名的幸运用户获得会员免单特权，赠送英文原版书，还有非常棒的 Beats Solo 3耳机，限量500名，先到先得，欢迎大家关注我们的公众号开源英语参与活动。Hello everyone, 我是 Jenny, 欢迎大家回到开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey there, shopaholics, it's me, Adam.
对 ,Adam 叫大家购物狂 shopaholics, 因为现在呢就是我觉得全中国已经进入了 Double Eleven 双十一的状态。诶，讲到进入一个状态，英文可以讲什么？
State.
State of
Shopping.
对，我今天看英语一个 Business Insider 网站，它的新闻标题是 For the love of goods.
Yeah.
对，因为有一句话说 For the love of God.
Oh.
对吗？但他把它 God 改成 goods, 就东西，因为大家都要买东西啊。好，那今天我们就要说说这个买东西购物狂啊，这些应该很能形容全中国状态的英语词要怎么说。大家可以到我们的微信公众号，你可以详尽的来学今天我们节目的文字版本，然后呢也参加我们开言自己的 Double Eleven 非常好的活动。每天我们都密密麻麻抽了很多可以得英语原版书的朋友，还有免单的朋友，还有Beats Solo 3耳机一个大奖，真为大家高兴啊，而且还能有账户的这个免费权限的延期，所以快来参加活动吧。 OK, 那我们先来说说这个 shopping, 所以要去买东西要购物，最口语最常用的一个说法就是
shopping
or to go shopping.
Yeah, you go shopping. Do some shopping, you'll hear. But, right, Jenny's right here. It's usually go shopping.
哎，那我们今天这个节目呢是在双十一之前。So we're doing our pre-Double Eleven show. 然后呢双十一之后。We have a post-Double Eleven show.
Wow, it's like the Super Bowl.
真的、
哦、Yeah, I have a pre-game, post-game.
对，因为你这个 Double Eleven 之前的心情和 Double Eleven 之后看到自己买那么一大堆东西钱都用到的心情是完全不一样的。So you need some really different English to be able to talk about them, right?
Right.
好，那我们先来看看这个兴奋的买东西的心情好了。If you are doing a lot of shopping, if you're doing a lot of online shopping now,那总之我觉得阿里巴巴就是把全中国把咱们全中国人民在这段时间都变成了购物狂。
Right, it's a country of shopaholics.
啊，这个词很值得看 shopaholics. Adam 跟我们分解一下好吗？
Well, there's a word called alcoholic. And that's not a good word.
它的意思是
酒鬼
啊，所以什么什么 aholic.
Right, it just means sort of you really like it a lot.
And you do it too much.
You do it too much, right? I mean, obviously, alcoholic is serious, but if we say chocoholic,a lot of ladies like chocolate, they are chocoholics.
啊、对，所以什么 aholic 的意思就是上瘾，对不对、mm. You're an addict.
You're an addict.
啊、addict 啊、所以它是比较负面的。诶，这个拼写的时候，有的时候是O-holic, 有的时候是 A-holic.
Yeah, there's no real rule about that, because when you're talking, they sound the same. They both sound like a, right? Shop-aholic, chocoholic, alcoholic.
啊，这倒是读音都一样啊。诶，那还有就是工作狂嘛。
Oh yeah, workaholic.
Workaholic.、Mm. 然后我还学到一个新词说很爱吃糖的人。
Sugar? Sugarholic?
Sugarholic.
Yeah, so that's what's weird too, right? It's because why wouldn't we say sugaraholic?、It's because we really want to have that one syllable first. Alcoholic, workaholic,、shopaholic.
Okay, let's、stick with shopaholics.
All right.、
那如果你是一个购物狂可以说 I am a shopaholic.
Or my wife is a...
你干嘛老觉得我觉得现在男生也很爱买东西啊 Not just women、
mm-hmm.
You're not convinced
I'm not convinced
好那我们现在来说说跟 shopping、有关的一些英语说法好了、其实讲到这个 shopping Well the first phrase that comes to my mind 我就能想象到我就能 picture 一个女生啊，好吧啊，男生在一个 mall 然后买了好多好多的东西然后走了一天最后累了都趴下了
Right and that's where we got this great phrase Shop till you drop
Oh, shop till you drop.
嗯，
所以它还是 rhyme 的。
Yep.
对，所以它押韵的啊。这里的 shop 大家都知道就是买东西 It's a verb here、嗯、然后这个 drop 是什么呢
Kind of fall down、嗯、You're just tired
就趴下了、嗯、说啊 Shop till you drop 当然这个是讲了更多在那种 You know you go to a mall、
嗯、
Right offline shopping You have to actually walk
Right
所以现在我觉得网购最危险的就是 You don't even feel tired、
嗯、
You're not doing any physical walking
Clicking
你就对可能你的手有点累然后不知不觉就买了好多东西
嗯、mm.
So it can easily go out of control
Yes, absolutely
那所以现在这种 online shopping 我们也可以用这个词吗 Shop till you drop
Yeah, of course I mean, it's just a really old phrase、mm. So like people will just understand it、
mm. Well, it's an oldie but it's a goodie
Oh yeah, absolutely, classic
很好用的啊那还有什么
Oh, we also have a phrase, shopping spree. You go on a shopping spree.
这个 spree, S-P-R-E-E.
Kind of a weird word.
什么意思呢?
Well, a shopping spree, let's not go word by word here. Shopping spree just means you buy lots of different things.
对,这个其实就是疯狂购物的意思吧。
Yeah, so like we often talk about big companies, like they will go on shopping sprees and buy smaller companies.
对对对。
Of course...Men can go on shopping sprees.
嗯
Or their wives can go on shopping sprees.
或者就是 holiday season, 对吗、
yeah.
现在北美也要进入像感恩节然后之后的圣诞节、mm. So that's when people go on big shopping sprees.
Yes.
对然后在中国就 Double Eleven, 然后当然 Chinese New Year,、
mm.
都是 when we go on shopping sprees. 但这让我想到了前面讲的疯狂购物在英语里面会说什么 crazy shopping 吗
Crazy shopping? Yeah, I mean, we don't really have that as a set phrase, but,、mm. you know...
Shopping spree 更好
Right.
好那 if you do too much shopping, you've got a shopping problem.、
Mm, yes.
对这个其实就有点像前面说的 you, know, you have an addiction.
Right, you have a drinking problem, a sugar problem.
就不能控制了、mm. 对不对自己无法控制啊 got a shopping problem. 好那前面 Adam 一直在说哦这女生啊女生很爱 shopping 啊。英语里面还真的有这么一句话。
Yeah, this one, it comes from an old movie, which is、kind of funny. Just women be shopping.
Women be shopping.、就是说女生的状态就是购物。
They're always shopping.
They're always shopping
right,
的意思。
Right, yeah. Well, if someone, like,It's really interesting. English here, a lot of it is borrowed from like black American English.、
Mm.
And so women be shopping just means that women are shopping or women like to shop.
OK. 所以它是比较黑人的一种说法、mm. 就语法上可能不是那么的标准。
Right.
但是就是大家都懂你的意思。
Yeah, women be shopping.
You know what? I say men be shopping.
Men be paying.Sometimes.
这现在女生都是 financially independent, come on.
Okay, in that case, they have worked very, very hard and they could probably use some retail therapy.
是的是的 retail therapy. 那这里可能有你不太熟悉的两个词啊。第一个是 retail.
Retail. So this just means selling to consumers.
对这基本上是在什么彭博财经上会看到的、
mm.
The retail sector
right.
零售对吧、
mm.
Therapy
means like When you go to a doctor You might want to get like a treatment or a therapy They're very similar
对就是什么心理医生、mm. right psychologist
a therapist
对 therapist 所以这也就是说买东西是有疗愈的作用的、
mm, right
which I really agree 但还是觉得真的 when they say money can't buy happiness、
mm.
每一次我就买了个东西啊就是你觉得自己是 retail therapy 但到第二天你就后悔又花那么多钱
Oh, let's save that for the post Double Eleven show
然后就开始恨自己然后又要 work harder to make money 这是一个特别大的 vicious cycle
Exactly
恶性循环 Okay, anyways 但有的时候还是要宠宠自己 So you can indulge in a little retail therapy
Yeah
Right 好那我们前面也一直在说这个 online shopping、mm. 啊，网购我们说不说 offline shopping
It's funny because we do nowRight after they invented online shopping, then they also invented this word offline shopping. But it's just shopping, as far as I'm concerned.
Shopping in the mall,
right?
对，反正就现在你也经常会看到说什么 brick and mortar.
Yes.
Stores,、mm. right? As opposed to online、
right.
or mobile shopping.、
Mm.
就是那种实体店啊 brick and mortar. 那这个买东西的人，我们是说就是 shoppers.
Shopper.
Shopper, 就是 Shoppers, 加拿大有一个很大的连锁超市叫 Shoppers.
Shoppers Drug Mart.
嗯，然后那 Consumer 呢？
Consumer is just much more broad, right? Because, I mean, you consume electricity. Right, through your electricity bill, but you don't really shop for it.
对对对，消费者啊，所以它意思还是有一点点的不一样。好，那这个双十一的时候，现在有很多 pre-sales, 就是还没到，但你可以 save it to your shopping cart first.
Ooh.
对，就预售，然后就你要先付一个像一个头款。英文这个可以说
like a down payment.
啊，对，一个定金 down payment or deposit.
A deposit, yeah.
哎，讲到 down payment。买房子的时候我们就首期那个就叫 down payment、right?
That's when I think down payment I think like a down payment on a house、But I guess it's the same thing、
是然后我觉得双十一真的就是因为很多东西都打折嘛而且 you know huge discount、
yeah.
and get some really really good deals、所以这时候也会有一些冲动消费
Ah、yeah impulse buys
所以冲动消费英语就叫 impulse buys
Or impulse purchase、yeah.
对Anyways, 都是很 impulsive 的决定、Impulse 就是那种很冲动
Right, just now, suddenly, I want to do it、
OK, 那我们今天学了很多非常有用的非常地道的英语跟 shopping 有关的说法希望大家喜欢我们的节目当然开言我们也有双十一的活动那也希望在这个购物狂欢周 When you go on a shopping spree 你可以买一些可以长期学习啊，给自己带来真正提升的东西那也感谢大家支持参与我们的开言双十一活动 We hope you like today's show And 这周的会员课程呢也有相关的内容 So don't forget to check that out 那对于还没有成为开言会员的朋友呢现在也是一个非常好的机会因为买一年我们会免费送你延长一个月的权限买两年呢这个价格是更加的便宜而且会多送你两个月另外还有好几百份非常好的奖品我很喜欢今年我们那个英语原版书奖品的选择所以大家可以去我们公众号来了解一下啊 OK 谢谢大家的收听 We'll see you next time Happy shopping
Bye guys Happy shopping